Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. There is no God like our God. He's the God of I am. He's the God that says, I can do all things. He is the God that loves us. One of the things today before we get started, can we talk? As a subject matter, I'd like to just talk to the people about it. Today is a day that God has blessed us tremendously with. It's up to us to believe. And to all the people out there that I love out there, there are several things. First of all, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you, thanking you for everything you have done for us, and thanking you for who you are and what you have done for us, and how you made it possible for us today. And because of that, we say thank you, because we love you. We know that all thoughts have been given to you, and for this we said thank you. Bless those who are coming and going. Bless the President, the Secretary, the Supreme Court, the Oval of Congress, the Governor, and the Mayor. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. One of the things I'd like to talk to you today about, three words: authority, eternal life, and manifested. Number one, when we talk about authority, it has the right and power to command, exercise, and force, exact obedience, determine, or judge. A person or group of invested with the right of power. And so we take that A part, the right and power to command, enforce law, and obedience. The law and the word obedience is what I want to talk about. Now I want to talk about this word, eternal life. And so I put something here about eternal life. And so when we speak about eternal life, we're talking about the God life, what God has done for us. And when we see what God has done for us, we take notice. Eternal. When we see the word eternal, without beginning or end, having in the beginning without interruption or end, it's timeless. And then we look at the word manifested. Excuse me. Manifested. And when we take that word manifesting, it has a tendency to bring us to a point where God is showing something that's going to show itself. It's being manifested, being made alive. We look at the word sanctified. We look at the word sanctified. That's the word that I want to talk about because it is in concern of what I'm going to talk to you about today. Perhaps you'll listen, perhaps you don't want to, but I love you anyway. So when I look for the word sanctification, it takes me to understand. Here's the word sanctify. To set apart for a sacred use, an oath. And that's what we do. When we go and sanctify and sanctuary, when we go look at the word, and what God has called us to do. And one thing on these three words, if I didn't bring it to you clear, I was coming out of Western to New Riverside University Dictionary. And these are the words. And so number one, what I want to talk to us about, something that we come to life about. Many people say, when we talk about life, we talk about what's around us. We see plants, we see animals, we see this, we see the air we can't see. It's life. Everything has been put on this planet for us. It is called L-I-F-E. Now, when I took my time and getting prepared for this, I went to the 17th chapter of St. John, and I read these words. He says these words. He lifted his eyes before God, and he said these words. Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may be glorified in thee. And here's in verse 2. And as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to all that should have given to me. So here we go. We want to talk about this word. See, Jesus said God has given him authority over all flesh. That means the cattle, the fish, the birds that fly, the lions, the tigers, the wolves, the snakes, the rattlesnakes, all flesh. Not just human flesh. See, there was a different distinct about human flesh, and there's a fish, flesh is of a cow, flesh is of something, but our flesh is more manifested into the form of God, into the form of God. And so I began to read these words. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 words that Jesus said, me, you and me, and I and you. So I'd like to just share that with you if possible. And so on chapter 4, he said, over all flesh, as many, and he said the word eternal life. And then in verse 4, he said these words, I have finished the work which you have given me to do. The word mean, given me to do. What work? He came down to the earth, set us free, that we can have a right. He came and gave us. He was born. He walked the earth. He was crucified. He was buried. He was resurrected. He now sits on the right-hand side of God. And he has manifested God to us. He says, this is eternal life. Eternal life is when it has no beginning or end. It's from the beginning to the end. Where is the beginning? I don't know, but God knows. Where is the end? I don't know, but God knows. So I would say this to everyone that's listening out there, want to call in. I'm not going to sugarcoat nobody. The truth has to be known. In chapter 6, and verse 5, and now, O Father, glorify me. He's talking about himself. Me means, me is a noun pronoun, but it has a distinct difference. Me, I, you, me. He's talking personally about him, Jesus, talking personally about him. He's getting it. So that when we come to understand, I have manifested, I have made it known, I've let them see it, your name to men. They didn't see you, but they saw you and me. I manifested me to you, Father. That means that they might see you. And when they ask him a question, say, now, show us the Father. And the Father said, have I been walking with you so long that you don't even recognize me? Jesus began to speak to them. The God, the Father, hallelujah, God the Father was on the inside of the body of Christ. And God began to speak. I've been there now. Y'all, have I been with you? I've seen you raised. You've seen me raise the dead. Lay hands on the sick. Open up blinded eyes. Set the captive free. And you still don't know me? That's what he says. Authority over all flesh. Sometimes some of us who say we're believers, we have not come to the right conclusion. We want to do what we want to do and how we want to do it. But I'm here to tell you something. The more you trust in the living God, and because we're living in that time, these last days that we now live in, the last days, God is awesome. God loves sinners. God has a word. See, and I say, God, kiss yourself. I throw kisses at him. I said, bless him, Lord. I bless you, Father. I bless you, Father. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Why? He's given me authority in the earth realm over all. Not some. He's given me authority. No matter what comes at me, no matter how it comes at me, he's given me personally, you, authority. He's authorized you to do that. Through him, here we go. Verse 8 says these words. 7 says, you have given me from you. What you've given me, Father, it's not about me, it's about you. And he said, verse 8, I've given them the words, the printed words, the express word. He said, I've given it what you have given me. See, he coincides, he wraps it up. He said, I've given them the words. God gave them words, became life. Jesus said these words are spirit, but the spirit became words that we can understand and read. So when we get a closer examination of what God is saying, he says in the latter part, you sent me. He said, let me go back and reread it, forgive me. For you have given them what you have given me. That's me again. And have received them, the words, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and that have believed that you sent. We believe that God sent him. I don't know about somebody else, but I believe it. I believe God sent his only begotten Son to come down and walk with us. If you read the Old Testament, do some study, Jesus said, I will walk amongst the brethren. Read in Hebrew. He said, I will walk among the brethren. I will worship with them. I will raise my hand to you. That's nothing but Jesus talking about. You sent me. He said, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have sent me. See, the world is a fight. There is a real fight. Thank you, Jesus. There is a fight between the spirit and the flesh. The spirit of God and the flesh is of the world. The world has a desire of its own. The flesh has a mind of its own. And the spirit has the spirit is the one that's going to win. It's going to come to the final conclusion. So, beloved, I will challenge you. And he says, for you have given me, for they are yours. I do believe that I am of Jesus Christ. And all of mine are yours. Yours are mine, and I'll glorify them. In other words, he let it be known. Not only be sanctified, he said, I put something in them that they can glorify. They can let it be known, Father. See, and the only way we're going to seek the glory that he put in us is understanding what God is doing. God said he shares the glory with no man. But the Son says, I put some of it in you that we're going to glorify him. We're going to glorify. We're going to praise him. We're going to love him. We're going to thank him. You are mine. Hallelujah. Now I am no longer. Jesus said, hey, I'm about ready to leave this world. I am no longer this world, but these in the world which I have come to. Holy Father, keep them through your name. Oh, Jesus, your name, those you have given me. In other words, Jesus praying to the Father. He's already told us, when you pray, pray to the Father. Don't pray to me. Pray to the Father. Why? He said the Father is the one that answers the prayers. Hallelujah. He said when you pray to the Father will answer the prayer. And Jesus was very succinct about this. He told us to do just that. I want to show you something here. My God, I love you, Father. He says, when I was with them in the world, in other words, Jesus said a separation is coming. It's going to be a dissecting. I kept them in your name. And Yeshua, I kept them in Jehovah. I have to kept them in the name of Jehovah. I kept them in your name. Those who you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition. Well, we know that was Judas, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now, when we go down to verse 13, we find these words in the same sense speaking. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world. He has spoken the truth in the world. He's told them the light shines. Behold, the light comes. Here I am. Behold, I was manifested. Here I am. I came in flesh. Here I am. Now I speak in the world that they may have my joy. See, it's a joy for me to be on this radio station and talk about what Jesus said. my joy fulfilled. How many of y'all got some joy? How many of y'all want to have a big fight all the time you look up? Sometimes people just don't even care. And you know what? My concern is about the kingdom of the living God. And I ask God all the time in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I need you right now. Father, I need you. I need you more than anything else in this world. Why? Because the world doesn't love me, and I don't love the world. What are you talking about? No, I don't love the world. The world hates me. If they didn't hate me, they wouldn't charge me all these taxes. They wouldn't charge me all these high prices. See, the world has a standard. But God say, all that I have is yours. All that I need, beloved. And I always tell somebody, hallelujah, the more you walk with God in the name of Jesus, the more you're going to get everything you need. Hallelujah. And verse 13, good Lord Almighty. And 14 says, I've given them your word. Here's again, I've given your word. It's singular this time. Your word. And he is, it's me. I am the word. I know what John, chapter 1, verse 14, and the Bible says, and the word became flesh, and the W-R-D became flesh. The written, printed, spoken word became flesh. Now here Jesus Christ come on the scene saying, I am manifested. I am that I am. Hallelujah. And when I take note of what God is doing, he said, the word, and when he spoke the word, and the Bible says, and the word in the beginning, chapter 1, go back to Genesis chapter 1, and God spoke. And he was there, the Son was there, and the Holy Spirit was there. And here the Holy Spirit is the same place. But he says here, and the world has hated. See, the world belongs to the devil. The world belongs to the devil. The devil be purchased that price, but God came and refined it to those who can see the kingdom of God. Go back to the paradise. Go back to the Garden of Eden. He said, in the words, hallelujah, he says, I have come that you might have eternal life. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Oh, my God. You mean the world hates me? The world don't like me? No, it doesn't. The world don't love me. Somebody out there say they love God. They're just lying. They're cheating. They're stealing. They do everything they can to let it be known. Don't you trust that man at the radio station. You don't know what he's talking about. Satan don't know what I'm talking about because he's not born again. He ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the reason why he hates me. And he know I know he hates me. He does everything he can to upset, disrupt. But God has promised me the weapons that are found against me will not prosper. And every thought and action shall come against me. I have the authority. I have the right. I'm of righteousness to put it down. And I put it down in the name of Jesus Christ. The weapon that you have formed, they will not prosper. They will not even manifest themselves against me. Because the authority that I have, I put it down. Hallelujah. I do not pray, he says, that you should take the. He says, no, leave one in the world. Don't take him out. He said, but I want you to do one thing. He said, while he's in the world, keep him from the evil one. See, the devil going to come at me. But long, hallelujah, as he sees the blood of Jesus, the devil can't do me no harm. He can fight. He can scratch. He can do this. But as long as Jesus, I love you, Father. They are not of the world, and I'm not of. And Jesus said, oh, they've come on my side. They said, and listen, they come on my side. All you're going to have is those who have fallen with you. And some you try to convince, convict, tell them it's not worthy of you. And see, the devil comes all the time to play that game. God don't love you. God does love me. God, he don't care about you. God cares about me. He gave his son. You know, God angry. He sent his son. He healed him. And the Old Testament, and God sent his word. He sent his word. God spoke to Israel, and they were healed. Jesus came and gave his life, and we are all healed because we are partakers of what he's done for us. Now, I don't know how many of you see what I'm saying, but I say this much to you. When I look at this thing, God has given us authority. He's given us authority. Let me take you to a word that I would just love to write and come back to you. 5:19. That's in John 5:19. John chapter 5, verse 19. Please, beloved. John 5:19. And I just love the Lord. 5:19 says, and Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son came to do nothing of himself, but what he sees of the Father do. For whatsoever he does, the Son also does it in like manner. Now, my God, isn't that, that's putting a word in our mouth. He said, what I see the Father do, I do it. And I want you to do it. Here's what he said. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you, me, may marvel. For the Father raised the dead. Didn't he raise the dead? He did. He raised it in the Old Testament. He raised his Son. He raised it and gave life to them, even till the Son give life to whom he will. My God Almighty. You mean God passes on to his Son? Oh, I thought you said, devil, that Jesus couldn't do that. That's what the Bible says. Now, I know you haven't read the Bible, devil. You know the Bible. But I want you to know, when God does something, he gives authority to us. We have the authority. We have the authority to create money. We have the authority to command food. We have the authority to call things that are in our way. We have the authority. When I say the authority, God gives us authorization in his name. Take it to the Father. Talk to the Father. Now, we can have a good time, Jesus, with you, but I want to talk to the Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, but it's the Father. You said it, and let's go to the Father. Let's go to the Father. Let's go to the Father, Jesus. Because, see, when we go to the Father, we have a joyous time. We can have a conversation. We can converse together. We can have a relationship. And the more relationship we have, God speaks to us. Hallelujah. Can we talk? He said, and can we reason together? Oh, how many black men, red men, yellow men don't want to reason with God because they have their own taboo. They want to do what they want to do. Most of the black men don't want to come and hear what Jesus is saying. They want to do what they want to do. Every one of the churches we know it come about in this present life, there's more confusion. That's why I warn you. Behold, the false prophets have come in this world. The false evangelists have come. And they're saying they got such an anointing. They don't have the anointing we have, because we have the anointing to raise the dead. And that power that the devil says that is only temporary. And what God has done, God has brought us out of darkness to marvelous light. He's the only one who can do it. So I go back to the lesson. But I want you to see something. I hope you can see it. And I want you to go, let's go down to verse 15, 16. They are not of the world. Here, first thing he says, this overall flesh, he says, the word, number one, number two, number three, he says, sanctify. Oh, set them apart for your truth. Your word is truth. Oh, the word became life is truth. The truth is life, is the word. So God comes back to his Son and dictates. His sons come back to the Father and dictates. And here God is saying, as you send me into the world, I'm sending them into the world. He's sending us now. He's sending us right now. I have been born again. I have repented of my sins. All that I know, I've asked God to bring me to a point of understanding where I can do what he called me to do in this latter day. And this last day I live in, he has given me authority. He has given me eternal life. And he's sanctified me, and he's manifested himself to me. I want to just come and ask another. I want to teach. I'm loving this teaching. And here's what he said also. He said in verse 15, he said, I do not pray. I don't want you to take them out. Oh, you're going to be fighting evil one. You're going to go, let's go to the book of Jude. Let's go to the book of Jude. Go to the book of Jude. When we get over to the book of Jude, he said, those that are in Jude chapter 1, verse 2, verse 1, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, who to those who are called, sanctified by God to follow and preserved in Jesus Christ. Oh my God, this is next door. Here's what they say. We are sanctified by God the Father and preserved. Preservation, you know, back in the old days when they would take some peaches or some watermelons or some okra or some beans and stuff, they would preserve it. They use a special thing. Now, what God uses, not like men I'm talking about. See, you can take some things and you can preserve it, but God has put preservation for us in Jesus Christ. He said, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied. And then I read on further, I say, here's the fight that the enemy had. He went to the highest place. In verse 9, it says here, yet Michael, the archangel, see, the angels are there in contending with the devil. Oh, my God, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dare not bring against him a reviling of Satan. But he says, the Lord rebukes you. And so the Lord rebukes you, Satan. The Lord rebukes you. But those who speak evil, so they do not know, and was they known naturally, like brutes, beasts in those things. They corrupt themselves. See, the devil don't care about what we're doing. He wants people to get themselves corrupted. He wants it on his team. It's like I was telling some people about. We had two big football games not so long ago. And one team was kind of old, one team was young and spinning. So that's some strength. But you know, sometimes young people don't take notice of what's going on. See, that wisdom that the men had, it came to a place where it defeated the strength. But the strength of the Lord, see, the Lord strengthened us. But I'm making a comparison to show you how wisdom takes in charge. Wisdom, not as understanding. Wisdom, those guys have the wisdom. They have the understanding of what those guys do. They done played the game long enough. See, when you're on God's side, in the name of Jesus, you can do what God has called you to do. Not so much what you want to do, but the more you spend time with God. And in verse 14, my God. Correction, I'm going on down now, I'm hitting. They are not of the world. I'm not of the world. These are already seeing himself. He already sees himself. Before this is the only book in the Bible where Jesus spoke this high priestly prayer. The only place he taught others how to pray. He said, when we pray, say, our Father. He included himself. Our Father who art in heaven. Everything we see in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, it was Jesus talking to the Father. I've come to understand the Father loves me in the name of Jesus. No, 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 I don't receive it. See, I have a sign. It says, no parking here. Lies. It says, no parking here. Corruption. No parking here. I put that sign in my mind to remind me. Whenever the devil comes in with a thought or an action, no, no, no. No parking here. It's a fine if you park here. It's called a blood. Shot the head. It's called the blood of Jesus Christ. No parking here in my mind. No parking in my thought process. No parking. You're under arrest. Well, what I got to pay? The devil don't want to pay the blood of Jesus Christ, because when Jesus gave all his blood, the Bible says he took his blood to angels. No, 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 correction.
when he died, all of his blood. And I had this in my theology, in my thesis statement when I had my doctorate. The blood that was spilled and the saint, the blood that was drank. See, in the Old Testament, the blood was sprinkled, but this time the blood was spilled. So what happened? Who took it back to heaven? And the more I pondered and looked on that, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit took that blood back to the mercy seat and put it on the mercy seat before God can see. The work you have sent me to do, I have completed. He and the Father talk. And the Father said, Son, you have done what you say you want to do. And I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. Sit on the right hand of me right now. Not tomorrow, right now. Sit on the right hand of me because you kept the word. You kept the word. You didn't push it aside. You didn't try to hide it. You let it be known. And you told the enemy three times, it is written. And what is happening? See, he says it. We in the world. And let me tell you something. This time we live in, there are people that come to an understanding. We got to do this. We got to do it. God said, give me back my word to me. That's all I try to do is give the word back to God. You said it. Now, in your words, you said this here. You said, and for thy sake, Jesus said, I sanctify myself. Oh, my God. I set myself apart. I sanctify myself. Oh, Jesus. That they also may be sanctified. Not in the world, not in the law, not in a book that's written, but I sanctify them by truth. Who is truth? God is truth. The word spoken is truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became, hallelujah, and the Word became, and the Word. But God the Father, oh God, I love you so much. What God has done for all of us, to those who can believe. I don't have time to fight with anybody about the gospel. I don't have time to prove anything about the gospel. I can only give what God has given to me. But I knew one thing. I have thought of that spirit. Somebody out there right now needs some prayer. Your body is full of sickness. Let me tell you something. You have that authority. I speak authority. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. See, the enemy is going to do everything he can to say to somebody, now, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Yada, yada, yada. No, you don't need to hear all that, man. God is not awesome. I never would have told y'all what I can do. I can tell you this body under me, and I'll do this. No. Listen to me, the devil saying, out of crooked mouth. Hey, listen to me, I'm talking to you. If you do that, it's going to be all right. And God is saying, straightforward, I am God. And beside me, there is none other. But the devil is saying, what y'all going to do? What is that? And God says, I said, I am that I am. Now, the question comes to me from a person that can ask this question. Permit me to. Satan, where did you come from? Where did you come from? Fallen angel? Lucifer, that's your name. Lucifer, where did you come from? You didn't create yourself. You can't answer me that. So why should I want to follow you one time? But I know, now that I'm on God's side, I don't know, but I'm telling you, the more I come to know what God has done for me, through me, the only thing I'll tell you, there is no God like I know. He's the only one. And I will say this to you. I love some people, but some people I just can't get in contact with. The more I try to get in contact with them, they don't want to pray. But I keep praying for them. Why do you keep praying? Because until the day that somebody else, as was said someday by my wife, Marty, and some others, said, the proud that were praying were praised by somebody before we were on this earth. During slavery in Israel, they prayed for us. Right now, my mother and father and grandfather, they prayed that this generation, I pray that my next generation, my grandson Bryce Hunter, will be better, will do what God has called, But the Bible says the flesh grows weaker and weaker and weaker. But they got so much knowledge. Right now we got so much technology. We got to be able to separate it from the Word of God. You can do anything. They say everybody that studies the Word. But do you really know the W-R-O-D in the Spirit? That's a question that I have. Authority over all flesh, Jesus said. He said, I've sanctified. See, Jesus sanctified us. He set us apart for the work, for the things that he has done for us. He said, I've set you apart, Hunter. Here's what I want you to do. It's not going to be easy because I've suffered. That you're going to understand. Your suffering comes through obedience. When you obey, as Jesus said, Jesus had to learn what it meant to be obedient. He had to learn it. Learn it, yes, he did, because he came down to obey the Father, but he had to learn it, according to the book of Hebrews. And the more you read the book of Hebrews, you're going to find out something. Let me see what it says in verse 19. I love it. Oh, I love it, Father. In verse 19, it says, for their sakes, for their understanding, for what is happening for them, for their sake, for the in the world, not of the world, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe. See, when we preach the gospel, here's what it says, but also to those who believe in me through their word. We have a word. Do you have a word? Do you have a word? Do you have a do you have a word? Do you have a word? Do you have a word? Oh, Jesus. When you got a word, you can understand something. I separate myself unto God to do this will, even unto death, so the disciple may benefit through my salvation. That's why he's separating himself. That's why he says this. But he said, through thy word, through thy word, through thy word, through thy word, the word, through thy word, the words we speak, the words we speak, Jesus give us the authority. And we go forward. And verse 21 says, that they may be one, as thou, Father, and are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Oh, he's binding us together. Let the cause bind us together. God has brought us back to his attention. God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us. He gave his only begotten son. He says, I have come that you might have life, that you might have life, and you might have more of it. And that's why he says these words. Oh, he said, out of me. Art, that's in me. This being sent by God applies to all disciples for Christ. We are for the praying for those alone, but them who do not, who will believe through thy word, that when we speak a word. Let me give you an example. In the book of Matthew, let's go to Matthew 20 and 21. Let's do that right quick. 20 and 21. Ah, Jesus, I love you so much. Matthew 20 and 21. Matthew 20 and 21. Here's what the word said. And he said to her, what do you wish? And she said to him, grant these. Oh, here Jesus said. Look what they're saying here. Here's look what they're saying. He's saying something. In 2021, here's what he's saying. He said, and the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her son, kneeling down and asking something for him. Now, let me tell you something. Some things God can and won't do because he has not, but for the Father has given him the right. Some rights the Father reserved for himself. Here's an example. And he said to her, what do you wish? He asked her a question. And she said to him, grant, here she goes again. these two sons of mine may sit on the right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom. And see, that's only, and only God. Now, I'm going to teach, and here's the question. My God, Jesus answered, will you do not do what you ask? Are you able to drink? Now, here's what he's going to do a test. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be able to baptize with the baptism that I am baptizing? They said to him, we are able. He said to them, you are indeed to drink my cup and be baptized and baptized and baptized, but to sit, oh my God, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it preserved is prepared by my Father. Wow. The enemy came to try to trick her and try to fool her. The devil knew that God's going to have him sit on the right hand of God because he's given her thoughts. But he said, now, to sit on my right hand, he made it plain and clear. Now, she wants her son to sit on the right hand and the left hand when that is only given to me. Can you drink? Can you do what I'm going to do? And he asked that question. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink? No, they couldn't, but they lied. We are able. They lied. They were not able to drink that cup. They were thinking they'd be baptized, but they couldn't drink the cup he's going to drink. He was going to drink that cup of bitterness. God Almighty. See, but if you take notice what God is saying, he said, out of the mouth of babes and nursing have perfected praise. Some people don't want to give God the praise. Some people want to say, thank you, Lord. Some people want to say, it's going to be all right. Some people say, will you be a part of it? I'm going to tell you something. I'm a part of what God is doing. I thank God for it. I believe him for it. And here's one thing I want to take us a little closer. In verse 23, he says, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them that they may be one as we are one. And here he's tying it down. He's giving it a close the door on what he's teaching, that they may be one, even as we are one. What is happening here? What is God saying? I in me, I in them, that they may be also one in us. See, we are one in him. When we get on our knees, bow down before the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, the devil don't like that. Why he doesn't like it? Because he knows that we are going to take over. And I say this here. Look at these words here. If Christians want to know how to convince the world of their religion, of their Christianity, here's what it says. A note that I have. Because of God and Christ are one. Make no mistake about this. This is the secret of recognizing of Christianity. The early church, let me go back and show you something. Let's go to Acts 1. Thank you, Father. Acts chapter 1. Here's Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. God is so good. Your mercy endures forever. When I take note of what God is doing, he says to us, one of the final things he says in the book of Acts about the early church. Ah, Jesus. Acts 1 and 14. Here's what he said about the early church. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. That the women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brother. In other words, there was 120 people there. It started out with 500 people, according to my study. 500 people that are to do what Jesus said, taking them. He said, go in and do the preaching and teaching. He said, but I want you to stay there until you have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And it's what they did. Nowadays, we can't find nobody want to go to prayer. Nowadays, we can't find nobody want to sing. Why? Because everybody feel like they got a right to do this or to do that. But I want you to know one thing that I'm saying to you with love in my heart, because what Father is saying to us, Father is speaking to us. And he says these words, and in verse 24, it says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me, give that word again me, be given with me where I am, that they may also behold my glory, which thou hast given me. And thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. If you go back and study that, you're going to find out that Jesus was talking about himself. He was righteous. He was holy. He was from heaven. He was here. He would know the Father of mercy, the Father of God, the Father of spirit, the Lord of heaven, the Father of life. Jesus Christ was of all a part of those. But the Father was giving it to him in this time. He says these words, you know what? And we have to understand, when our faith of the world and believers, see, the world don't believe like you and I believe. I'm telling you, I'm coming to understand. The more I trust in God, the more some people call me crazy. Good. I am crazy. I'm crazy for the Lord Jesus. And I want to say something more profound. Craziness is a good word. Maybe we ought to get something to say. We all crazy. Are we all crazy? Yeah. What reason are we crazy? Some people. Some people are crazy because they don't want to do nothing. All they want to do is talk about somebody, put somebody down. Don't want to pray to the Holy Father. Father, I pray right now for somebody who has a desire in their heart to come to know Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask you right now in Jesus' name that that person that I don't know right now, they will come and bow down before the name of Jesus Christ in their spirit, that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord. And then, Father, as I call on your name right now, I call on you to do a great miraculous thing that they haven't seen in this present time that we now live. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the anointing flow all baptized believers in the Holy Spirit. And Father, I just come asking you and thanking you for the ones who are being released from the prison right now. And those prisoners, male and female right now, Father, you're putting that mark of the holiness upon them, Father. And you take them to a new place, Father, where they can praise you and worship you and adore you. It don't matter whether they got a new car, a new home, a new suit, or no, but they praise you. And, Father, I've come from that same position. And I want to thank you right now for everything that you have done through me, by me, and for me, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as I lift my hand before you, I said, yada, 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 yada. And, Father, according to Psalm 134, it said, lift your hands, all you worshipers, in the congregation of God, in the sanctuary, when we come. And, Father, I pray for all the fivefold ministers. I pray for my pastor. I pray for the teachers. I pray that somebody right now, Father, that has a sickness in their body, because I speak to that sickness and I command you to leave that body. And then, Father, it's in my house body. And my house, I command that enemy to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ at 6-7-22 my soul on all the property, on all that you've given me, all my son and my daughter, my grandson, my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, because it's the time that you have right now, the only thing I can depend upon is you, Father. You give me the right to call on your name, and so I do. And I call you in the name of Jesus Christ. And then because you are who you say you are, I love you, O righteous Father. The world has not known you. I come to know you through Jesus Christ. I come to know you through Jesus Christ. I've come to see some great miraculous thing you have done in my life. Some things I cannot talk about. Some things I will not talk about until you give me the permission. I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless me and keep me. O righteous Father, will you continue to let me know? Oh, Jesus, I pray that you will let it be known, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, I just give you the glory. I give you the praise. I bow before you, and I want to thank you. I have declared your name on this radio station to somebody. May not come to think that what I said has any substance, but as your word has gone out, it's a testimony. It's a testimony. I pray this day somebody hears what I've said. And for that, I wanted to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help me in the time of need. I come to you. I recognize you, Father. I recognize you. Father, I recognize that sometimes to have a meeting, I recognize to have a meeting with God. I understand obedience. I'm going to call upon you. I'm going to walk boldness, presence. I'm going to have faith in the answer. Yes, prosperous. And I want to present unto you, Father, my body. My body is all I have, Father. My mind is yours. Every thought, Father. I ask you this day in the name of Yeshua Mashiach at 6722 Moss Oaks, Houston, Texas, and Moss Drive, that you will let your anointing fall on this house. Every demon that tries to come in, every liar, every wrong thing, every criticism, be cast down in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you, and I declare and decree, but the word is alive. It's alive in my family, in my CCs. It's alive. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, the prayers I pray to you for the things that I desire. You know them, Father. I have declared and decreed, Father, for the amount, for what is needed, what is needed, what is needed. And I believe. And I'm not ashamed of the devil. You can't do nothing about it because God knows what I've already prayed it. I made a declaration before him. And, Father, I want to thank you for my wife. I know you're going to bless her with a great mind. Her mind is going to be cleared up, her body. And I want to thank you for her, Father. And she will be doing the program, Father, in this day we live together. Let us come together, Father. When we need things done, with somehow I just praise you for everything you're doing for me. How you brought me from nowhere to where I'm now. I'm still not there, but I'm pressing in, Father. I want to be right. So in my time to leave this earth, that I hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have kept the faith. You've done what I've asked you to do. I want to be able to say, I have, Father. I've kept your word. It's in Jesus' name I thank you. Amen. Amen, amen. Listen to you. I want to let you know I'm going off the air, but I'm going to play some music and let it play. And God bless you. Praise him.
Jesus.